This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Britain is prepared to walk away from a Brexit deal with the European Union and insists a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. Ahead of a crucial round of talks with the EU, Johnson said on Sunday that Britain could walk away. He said an agreement would only be possible if the EU negotiators are prepared to, in his words, rethink their current positions. The EU has accused Britain of failing to take the negotiations seriously. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said on Sunday it was urgent to reach an agreement on Brexit trade talks. He blamed the stalemate on Britain's attitude. The foreign minister told French radio that talks aren't going well and that, these are his words, with only 2 months left, it is urgent and the countdown has started. The United Kingdom formally left the EU on January 31st, but remains in a transition phase under which EU rules still apply until December 31st, after which either a new trade regime comes into force or rules set by the World Trade Organization will take effect. Negotiators are meeting in London on Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the bloc. Japan ordered 1.8 million people to evacuate as a powerful typhoon bashed the southern part of the country on Sunday. Typhoon Haishen brought strong winds and rain to remote southern islands of Japan Sunday and appeared to be weakening slightly as it approached the island of Kyushu. But authorities still warned the storm could bring record levels of rainfall and result in landslides. Tens of thousands of homes have already lost power, and the typhoon is now moving toward the Korean Peninsula. The news comes as North Korea still grapples with the effects of last week's Typhoon Maysak. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Tensions deepened Sunday between Germany and Russia over the alleged poisoning of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, with Germany threatening sanctions and Russia accusing Berlin of delaying the investigation it demands. Russian opposition leader and anti-corruption campaigner Navalny fell ill on a flight last month and was treated in a Siberian hospital before being evacuated to Berlin. Germany said last week there was unequivocal evidence that President Vladimir Putin's top foe had been poisoned using a Soviet-era nerve agent. These claims were reiterated on Sunday, along with the threat of sanctions against Russia by the EU. The Kremlin has denied responsibility for the attack. India's health ministry reported Sunday it had recorded 90,632 new COVID-19 infections in the previous 24-hour period, setting a world record for a one-day tally of new cases. India has more than 4.1 million COVID cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's the third highest total worldwide. Only Brazil and the United States have more cases. The U.S. has more than 6.2 million cases, the highest caseload in the world. The latest model by the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says more than 410,000 Americans could die from COVID-19 by January 1st. The U.S. death toll is currently over 188,500. If the model, released on Friday, is correct, it would mean an estimated 222,000 more deaths over the next 3.5 months. Use of face masks could affect that total, though. Researchers say if use of face masks becomes nearly universal, the predicted total could be reduced by half. Conversely, if restrictions are eased, the total could be much higher by New Year's Day. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets Sunday of major Belarusian cities in the latest weekend of demonstrations following disputed elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Protesters in Minsk yelled, "Go away," and "You're a rat," as they yelled at the six-term president to step down. The Russian news agency Interfax quoted the government as saying some 100 people were detained, while the Minsk-based Vyazna Human Rights Center put the figure at more than 200. And Oscar-winning Czech film director Jiří Menzel has died at 82 after battling serious health problems, this according to his wife, Olga Menzelova, on Sunday. Menzel won the Academy Award for the Best Foreign Language Film in 1967 with Closely Watched Trains, a World War II drama. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.